Couples with more children often worry about additional costs because the demands grow with each additional child. We will introduce a large family scheme to support married couples who have or aspire to have three or more children. This will consist of three components. First, a $5,000 increase in the Child Development Account First Step Grant. This will apply to each third and subsequent child born from today onwards. The CDA monies can be used to defray preschool and healthcare expenses of the child and their siblings. Second, a new $5,000 large family MediSave grant, which will be disbursed into the mother's MediSave account again for each third and subsequent child born from today onwards. And this can be used to offset the mother's pregnancy and delivery costs or her family members' healthcare expenses. Third, $1,000 in Life SG credits will be disbursed annually to families for each of their third and subsequent children during the years that the child turns 1 to 6. And this can help to defray a wide range of household expenses. Let me illustrate what all this means for couples with young children. Take the example of Elizabeth and Mervyn. They have 4 children, turning 1, 4, 7, and 8 this year. They will receive $500 in Life SG credits for each child. This is to help them with cost pressures, which I had highlighted earlier in my speech. They will also receive $1,000 annually in the large family Life SG credits for each of their third and fourth children up to when they turn 6. That amounts to $11,000 in benefits from this budget. Or take another example. Joelle and Kristen have 2 daughters turning 3 and 5 this year. They are expecting a baby boy in May. Again, they will receive the one-off $500 in Life SG credits for each of their children. But with a third child on the way, they will receive the full benefits of the large family scheme, $5,000 in CDA, $5,000 in MediSave, and $1,000 every year until the child is 6 years old. So as a family, they will receive a total of $17,500.